you remain seated, we will be singing a song, There is Within My Heart a Melody. It is 380. We will sing verses 1, 4, and 5. Have a celebration and thanksgiving prayer to celebrate our events like birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, any special moments or celebrations that you want to call out in your lives during the month of September. And we'll have the prayer now, and also we'll have luncheon for that celebration after service. So any birthdays or anniversaries or any special items to call out?
Harry Basler.
Who? Okay. Happy birthday, Harry.
Happy birthday, Harry.
How much trouble am I in?
You're a lot. Just don't tell how old he is. You'll be all right.
Any others? Graduations? Birthdays of kids or?
Nobody got married in September. No, but not me.
Okay, so we just have Harry today, and let us celebrate that. Let us have a word of prayer together, and I'll close that prayer afterwards. If you can turn with me to the covenant prayer that the Wesleyans used to pray in the past, let us pray that prayer together. Page 607, 607 in the book. We'll pray that prayer together. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with them who be loved. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee, or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee, or brought low before thee. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine, so be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, giver of life, life and light, we thank you for the gift of life and love, family and friends. Oh God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for those who celebrate the anniversaries and birthdays this month, especially we call out Harry as he's celebrating another birthday. We thank you for a new year in their lives, and with the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and for others. We give you thanks for your past blessings and pray for your continued mercies on them, Lord. Renew your blessings upon them that they will enjoy many happy years to come. Cover them with your love, comfort them with your joyful presence, and confirm them in your hope. May your Holy Spirit strengthen them in faith and fill them with love and service for you and for others. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We'll have our responsive reading now, which is again Psalm 23. You can follow that on the screen, or you can do it by heart if you would like, or it is also available on page 754 if you want to follow the book.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
For you are with me.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
My anointed head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord
forever.
Amen. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now, where we lift up our prayers of praises and also prayers of concerns together as a church. And we thank God for all the blessings that we receive. And also at the same time, we bring up our prayers of concerns and burdens together as a church. And God's promise is that when we unite in faith in Christ's name, God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. So let us praise God and also lift up our prayers of concerns together. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. You can follow that and use that as a reminder of praying for these items and these people listed there in our regular prayers. Continue to pray for Carol as she's getting better, as we hear from Wayne. So we'll continue to pray for her as well.
And as I left today, she said, please tell them all how much I miss them.
We miss her too.
We miss her.
Yeah, we do.
And please pray for Jean's sister and family. They are grieving at the death of their dear one. And please pray for the family to be comforted with peace and God's presence in their lives during this time. When is the funeral, Jean? Funeral over? Is the funeral over, or when is the funeral? The burial, funeral.
Oh, they had a memorial service.
Oh, okay.
He's been cremated and he's going to the beach.
Oh, okay. So we'll keep the family in our prayers. A prayer for George Vorgis as he's continuing to recover from his surgery. Still not feeling through his mouth yet. Let us pray that God will heal him completely. And a prayer for his wife and family during this difficult time that they're going through. Prayer for Jennifer Berry that Martha shared her daughter was in an accident. I don't know the latest status, plus please keep her in our prayers and her family. And pray for the people of Puerto Rico and many other places also, I hear, that affected by the hurricane. Let us pray that God will provide the right resources to do the relief work there. Puerto Rico has been affected. It's probably the second time really bad in the last 5 years, I think. Yeah, it's really bad. So please keep them in our prayers as they are struggling with this situation. Let us pray for our nation and our president, leaders of Congress and governors of the state and many others who are making decisions. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom. And also during the election time, that the right people will be elected, that God will, God's Spirit will work through our society during this time with peace. And we pray for, let us be praying for our service workers, be thankful for their service. At the same time, lift them up in our prayers for their safety and their family safety. Let us pray our military, pray for our military, fire, police, our grocery clerks, and many delivery people, many, many others. So please keep them in our prayers. Any other special call outs? Yes, Tom.
Martha, you mentioned something about Martha. Could you repeat that? I missed it.
Yeah, Jennifer Berry, if you look at a name there, Martha's daughter. Jennifer was in an accident. And she shared that, I believe, last Sunday.
Ribs, yeah.
Her ribs were broken. She had a bad accident. So, so please keep Jennifer and family in our prayers and also Martha in our prayers. If there are no other call outs, let us go to God in prayer, spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Scripture says in Philippians chapter 4, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Loving God, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to come before you to pray for ourselves and our needs and also intercede for others. We thank you, God, for the life with all its joys and blessings that we enjoy. Everything that we have in our lives is from you, and we thank you for that. Thank you for the blessings that you have showered upon us, even before we ask of you, Lord. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to this world to die for us, so that we could have eternal life. We come before you as broken people in many ways, Lord, and lift up our burdens and concerns as well. Many of us are weary and tired and broken in our souls and in our bodies. We read in the scripture that even youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Help us, Lord, to continue to come to you for our strength and to renew our strength. When we are lonely, you become our friend, and when we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. We lift up all of those who need your protection and guidance and comfort at this time. Particularly, we pray for Carol. We lift her up into your arms at this time. Strengthen her body and her spirit, Lord. Thank you for the continued faith that you have given her, Lord, and Wayne also. Bless them as a family as she is recovering. Bless her with a complete recovery at this time and heal her, Lord, and strengthen her body and spirit. We pray for George Varghese also. Bless him, Lord, with a complete healing, that we unite in faith and pray that you will touch him at this time, that he can start feeding through his mouth soon. We pray for Jean's sister and family who's grieving at the death of their dear one. Pray that you'll comfort them with your presence and give them the peace that passeth all understanding during this time. We pray for all the people of Puerto Rico who are affected by the hurricane and many other parts of the world. We pray that you'll bless them with your grace during this time. Above all, we pray for the relief workers, and we pray for your grace upon them that they can do the right thing during this time. We pray for Jennifer Berry, and as she is recovering from the accident, we pray for your grace upon her and the family and healing, and comfort them also with your presence. We pray for Martha, she is continuing with her chemo. Bless her with your grace every day. Strengthen her in her body and her spirit, Lord. Bless all of them, those who are seeking your guidance and your healing at this time. We pray that you'll touch them according to their needs with your healing hand. We pray for our nation as we are going through an election time this year, Lord. We pray that your grace be upon all those who are running for elections, and we pray for peace in this country during this time. Pray that the right people be elected, and we have the right people who make the decisions. We pray for our president, vice president, and leaders of the Congress, and governors of the state, and many others who make decisions that affect our lives. We pray that you will give them the wisdom and the fear of God in their hearts, that they will make the right decisions for the people. We pray for our service workers, and we thank you for their services, our military, police, fire, and all those who are working for us, Lord, behind the scenes. We thank you for their services. We pray for your grace and protection for them and their families at this time. Continue to guide us as a church, Lord, as we worship together, Lord, in this place that you have given us a work to do. Help us to be faithful in using the opportunities that you have given us to do, to share your love, your care and compassion to this community and around the world, Lord. Bless us, Lord, as we enjoy the lunch today, Lord, together. In that also, let your name be lifted up, that we can have a good fellowship time together. We pray for also the council meeting, and bless us with your guidance as we look forward to another year to do your work in this place. Guide us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit today, as we worship, that we can worship you in truth and in spirit. Bless us with your word, empowered with your spirit as we go from this place, that we can be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Perfect gifts comes from above, down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we are and we have. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Above all, we thank you for Jesus Christ. You have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for that. Gracious and loving God, we understand that you call us to be the stewards of your abundance and the caretakers of your trust that you have entrusted with. Help us to always use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to offer this offering today. We pray for those. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully, and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, let us read the scripture today, which is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 15. John's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 7 through 15. This is the encounter of Jesus with the Samaritan woman who was at the well, the woman at the well. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks of you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, swelling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. Help us, Lord, to understand that you give us your word to be life and spirit in us, so that it will be a life and spirit to others in this world through us. As we meditate on your word, open our hearts and minds, Lord, to receive it humbly. Give us an obedient spirit that whatever you ask us to do, that we will obey in our lives. Help us, Lord, to open our souls and illumine our souls so that we can see the truths behind the word that can apply to our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we'll continue with our study of Psalm 23. We are on page of in verse 5 that we discussed already. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." We talked about that last Sunday, that God is not only my shepherd, but God is also my chef, who prepares table in front of our enemies. That's what the shepherd is doing for the sheep. And then that verse continues and says that, "You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over." When you are at the table with the shepherd, we will never have want of anything. We will not lack anything. And that's how the psalm started. Not only we don't lack anything, but also he fills our cup that we will overflow with blessings every day. That is what the shepherd's life with the sheep is. The sheep has nothing to worry about because there is an abundance of grace and mercy and love that overflows every day in our lives because of his care and compassion. So the overflowing cup is something that we are looking at. The shepherd is saying about his own experience of God's presence in his life. "You anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over." God's anointing is on his people when you are under his care. He anoints every one of us. His anointing is not for just for a few selected people. Every one of us is anointed by his presence and his spirit every day. And it says that you anoint my head with oil. Oil is something that has been used for anointing people and places to bless historically in the church from ancient times, including the Jewish history. I don't know if you have heard about the church that had an overflowing Bible with oil. You haven't heard that? It was in the news a couple of years ago if you missed it. You can look it up. It's still on the internet. It was on TV and everywhere. In Dalton, Georgia, not far from here, there was a church. The church is not there anymore. They closed it down. And there was a Bible somebody had in the church. A member of the church had one day, while praying in the church, saw oil oozing out of the Bible. And then they started to look at it, and they put that Bible in a box, in a plastic container in the middle of the sanctuary, and started oozing Bible every Sunday. That's what they said, and it had like, according to what I read, was about like 400 gallons of oil produced in a matter of 6 months. And it became news all over the place, and people started crowding there in Dalton, and they moved that little church to a convention center there. If you have been to Dalton, Georgia, there's a theater called Wink Theater. It's still there. And that's what they opened it for them, because of the crowd that were coming from all over the world for healing. And some people claim that that oil healed their cancer and all. It was a big, big news. I don't know how you missed it. Finally, one of the news people started following this. An investigative reporter followed it and found out that early in the morning, somebody comes to one of the tractor place near there and get some used oil and then fill it up this container every Sunday. And it came and it was exposed, and they started investigation on that by authorities, and they shut it down finally. But that is an overflowing Bible. And it was amazing, you know, how people use these kind of things to gather crowds, and crowds follow this. It's amazing. But this is not the overflowing Bible that I am talking about. It's an overflowing cup that we all have in our lives that overflows because God gives us up an abundance of everything that we need every day, and it overflows in us. There have been overflowing of oil like this in stories in the Bible. If you look at Prophet Elijah, who actually was asked to send to a widow's home, was asked to go to a widow's home because he was actually trying to take his own life because he was disappointed and frustrated. But God said, don't worry about it. Go and stay with this widow in Sarephath. And he went there. And when he went there, the widow was actually struggling on her own, and they were having only very little food with her only son there, and they were looking to die themselves. So the woman said, I don't have any food for you. And God sent this prophet to this widow who didn't have any food, and God told him that she will feed you. So when he went there, she said, I have a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil, and we are going to use this and eat this, and eventually we are going to die of starving. And then the prophet said, you know, bring it and I will bless it. And he blessed it. And then we read that in 1 Kings chapter 17, and she went away, and did Elijah has told her that he told her that the jar of flour will not be used up and the jug of oil will not run dry until the Lord sends rain on the land. And she went and did what Elijah told her, and she prepared the food for him and her and her son. And for the jar of flour was never used up and the jug of oil did not run dry. And it was a miracle of flour and oil that never went dry. And in 2 Kings 4, there was another miracle that Prophet Elisha, his disciple, also was in a similar situation. And a woman and her two sons were living there, and they were very poor. They didn't have any food. And also they were in debt. And the debtors were bothering them. And she went to the prophet and asked her for help. And prophet said, go and collect all the jars that you can get. Oil was very important at that time, food oil. So very expensive too. So that was a commodity. So he told her to go and collect all the jars in your home and from your neighbors and wherever you can get. So she and her two sons went and collected all the jars in the neighborhood and collected and gathered in her house. And he told her to go inside the house and close the door and pray. And the jars started filling up with oil. One after the other started filling. And then the prophet asked her, do you have any more jars? And she said, no, we ran out of jars. And then the oil stopped. That's another story that we see in the Bible. So anointing the head with oil and overflowing is an experience in the Bible that we see quite often. And we know that about the saying also that, you know, when we talk about cup being full and cup being half empty, we all know that saying that the optimist always look at what is full, you know, half full, and the pessimist always looks at what is empty. So it is saying half empty and half full. But here, the prophet, the psalmist is saying that my cup runs over because he can see the cup overflowing. And in that case, I would see the optimist will always look at the overflowing of blessing. But the pessimist can also still look at it and say, what a mess it can make when you overflow oil in your living room. You don't want that either, right? But my cup runs over is something that we can experience in our lives because we have a shepherd that cares for us and who can provide for us more than we could ever deserve. We need both the pessimist and the optimist. You know, most of the times the pessimist, both are right. Both of them are right, and the difference is that the optimist continues to try, and the pessimist will stop trying. That's the difference. So overflowing is an experience of abundance. When you are in the table with the shepherd, there will be an overflowing experience of blessings from the shepherd. In John chapter 10, the gospel that we read, that Jesus said, I came that you have life and you have life abundantly. Jesus came to this world to give us life, life eternal. And not only just life, to just barely live on, but to abundantly live so that we can have life in this world. God sent his son that we can have abundance of life. Many people are living without that abundance in our lives. We don't experience that abundance. But Christians are satisfied with, many people are satisfied with just an hour of service, church service on Sundays, and then do nothing for the rest of the week. That is not an abundant life, is it? Or come and give very little to the church, your time and money or whatever that God has blessed you with. That is not an abundance of life. God has given us all the things that we need for our life and in spirit. And he fills us with our needs every day, even when we are not aware of it, and it's because of that abundance. I had a Hindu convert who converted to Christianity because of the faith and the witness of his teacher in school. And he used to share that that teacher has so much a dedication to his faith that he would start his class every day with prayer. This is a government school that prayer was not really allowed at the time, but he would just take a moment to pray. And then he would also give free extra tuition classes for children who could not study well or who are behind. He would stay back and have free tuition class every day for children. And not only that, he would identify children who are poor and he would help them financially as well. That is an abundant life of a teacher. You know, going beyond and overflowing with grace and looking for needs of the people that he has been given care of. That is what we are to do. Go above and beyond with the love of Christ that overflowing us to reach out to the neighbors, to others who are in need. And that is an abundant life that flows from us because of the love of Jesus. And then God has promised us joy that overflows. We read that in John 15 again. Jesus says, I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, the joy that will overflow. That's what Jesus says in John chapter 15. So it is the shepherd who fills us with joy. have you, I have learned a little song when I was in Sunday school, when I was young. It says, I have the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. You probably remember that. It is down in my heart. But when you experience that joy, it will come up, right? It will never stay there down in the heart. It will always bubble up. That's the overjoy of joy that that down in our hearts that the shepherd gives us. An old man was asked him that, what makes him so sad? What is that that is robbing him of his joy? And he said, all the things that never happened. That's what we do. We worry about things that will never happen or never happened. We ought to look at what we have in our lives and not what we don't have. Looking back and reflect on our lives and count our blessings. When you look at and start counting our blessings, our joy will be overflowing from within and it will overflow to others. So God gives us more than everything that we deserve, but sometimes we do not acknowledge it. And we do not recognize it. And then God has given us grace that overflows. When the shepherd fills our cup, it will be overflowing with love and grace. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul says that God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will overflow in every good work. God's grace fills us to overflowing, so that we will be overflowing with good works in our lives. So we will have the overflowing of love toward the shepherd and love and grace toward others. Overflowing of grace and love not only to our dear ones but also to others in need who are around us. Then overflowing with thanksgiving. Paul again talked to Corinthian church in chapter 4, 2 Corinthians. We read that all this that your benefits or the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. We have to be overflowing with thanksgiving from our lives. When we look at all the blessings that we have in our lives, we will be filled with joy, we will be filled with grace, we will be filled with thanksgiving, and we will overflow. And when you are overflowing, what happens is that it will fill somebody else's cup. That is what we do. When the overflowing cup is not for just for us, overflowing with the fruit of the Spirit, the work, the good work that Paul is talking about. In Galatians chapter 5, we read about the fruit of the Spirit. You know, how many are there? Anybody remember? You know, love, peace, joy, forbearance, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, a total of about 9 fruit of the Spirit. These are the qualities that will come out of us when we are overflowing with the grace of God. We are not going to be judgmental anymore. We are not going to be having hatred in our hearts anymore. We will be filled with the love and grace and thankfulness that God has given us so much of life in this world. Even though we have pains and sufferings and difficulties we may have to go through, God has been good to us because He gave us a life in this world, and we are thankful for that. So let us be overflowing with the blessings of God, also the good works that God's Spirit gives in us to do, that it will overflow from us to the others. When our cup overflows, fill someone else's cup without judgment, without limits. And in 2 Corinthians, Paul again says that now it is God who makes both you and me stand firm in Christ. He anointed us and set His seal of ownership on us and His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit. It is the Holy Spirit in us that will, the overflowing power in us, that we will not be taken down by any forces of evil in this world. We will be strong because of the power of the Holy Spirit overflowing in us and through us. As we go from this place, let us be that kind of people who are filled with overflowing joy and grace and love. You know, the Dead Sea, I probably told you the story. You know, the Dead Sea is called the Dead Sea because nothing grows in there. You know, why is nothing grows in there? Because it is so much salt in there. And you can actually float on that water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went there a few years ago, and we actually I was in the water floating. You can actually float in that water. And believe it or not, they are going to make a simulated Dead Sea here in coming. Yeah. In one of the spas that are coming in the next year. So they are going to simulate Dead Sea here, so we can experience it here. But the story that I wanted to share with you, why is the Dead Sea so dense? Why does it have that salty water that doesn't allow anything to grow there? It is because of all the salt that the Jordan River and the other streams from the mountains bring there. And it gets collected there, and there's no outlet to go. So only thing that it does is like evaporate. All the water is evaporated, and what is left is very salty water, very dense. That's what happens. So when you keep on taking, and you don't give out and overflow, what happens is that you become dead, like a dead sea. Nobody can grow in there. Nobody can grow around you. You become a dead sea. So that is what the people of God need to be always reminded of, that we need to be overflowing so that we can be a blessing to others in this world, because God has blessed us so much. So let us be grateful, and let us be thankful for all the blessings that God give us as we go from this place, that the Holy Spirit will overflow from us to others as we live out our life in this world. May the good Lord bless us with these words. Amen. The opening, the closing hymn is Blessed Assurance. If you are able, please stand. It's 369. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. If you are able, please stand.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, vision so handsome, thou wast on my side. Angels descending, ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day
. People of God, Jesus said, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured out into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Go in the knowledge that God has given us so much abundance that we can be overflowing with joy and grace and love and care and compassion of Christ. As we go from this place, then let it overflow from us to others who are in need. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.